So this is Mel Blanc and some sound effects man with Chicken Farm Song. And this is John Johnson on DS106 Radio. This is week 4 of DS106, and I'm attempting again 10-10-10 in a podcast where I prepare for 10 minutes, talk for 10 minutes, and then do 10 minutes post, get it up on the blog. Tonight, the last 10 minutes will be time shifted for an hour or two, or maybe even overnight, to allow me to eat dinner. A few things. Week 4 has been interesting because I've been away on holiday, and it's the week we're meant to listen to things, and I've been spending most of the time with my wife and not really listening to very much. I did catch a wee bit of Scott Lowe, and my podcatcher has queued up a couple of episodes, and it's just wonderful to hear Scott Lowe, to hear some of the professional stuff coming on. The other thing that I've been doing because I was on holiday is I won't even look at the internet for an hour or so, morning and evening. And I decided for the week to skip the Google Plus site. So I've just been reading the flow in DS106 and commenting on a few blogs there. Made a couple of posts. I think I did a bumper at some point during the week. And what's been interesting is that the comments in my blog have pretty much died out. So I think for this iteration of DS106, Google Plus seems to be the place where you'll get a community rather than folk going to the main site. The other thing is we're meant to be listening to things this week, and I've been podcasting, I guess, for 7 or 8 years, starting with kids. Not that you believe it when you hear the clunks and the clacks I'm making now, but one of the things that really impressed me when I started off podcasting, you hear the clunks, I think my mic's picking up at the moment. One of the real things was a site called idleworlds.com/audio-manifesto.txt. And this site basically goes through podcasting when it was new and says, what a waste of time. He says it's a waste of time, it's self-indulgent, because compared to blogging, you can't comment very easily. It takes you longer to listen to a podcast than it does to read things. And I must say that that's true. I mean, if you listen to podcasts, and I listen to them pretty regularly, you can't keep up with that many. You don't have that many hours in the day where you're in a good position to listen. I work in a shared office. The time I listen to podcasts is mostly drive time. So that limits the number you can follow regularly. And he's right. But that ability to be able to listen to podcasts while doing something else, while washing the dishes or driving, really, I think, gives them an advantage. The other advantage, of course, is listening to somebody's voice for all the extra information that the voice carries. I'm a firm believer of listening to and producing podcasts. This week is the introduction to audio. I'm going to be thinking about that, and a lot of people have been playing around. I really hope to manage to join in with the wee chat about Nicecast. I've been using Nicecast for a year or so now on Radio Edge Talk, which was inspired by DS106 as part of a podcast setup. But the part was once a week. We have a friend of mine, David Noble, and myself have a guest on to talk about education, and we use Nicecast. I'm reasonably happy with this setup I've got now. I've got Skype working, I've got audio from iTunes playing on occasion. But it's the challenge of getting that audio back to the Skype listener that's been exercising folk this week. And there's been various ideas. I was listening to the G Plus thing, and I'm thinking, because my setup is a wee bit different than Nicecast. For instance, at the moment, I've got my sort of normal effects set here. My input is audio device, but it's set to silent. I've then got the mix and the effects right over to wet. First column, a pass through. Gain in and out, 50. Then I've got three things in the second column of a voiceover, which is what I'm talking through now. In, gain 0, out 50. I've got Skype, which is bypassed at the moment, but we can listen to somebody on Skype. And I've got the third application is iTunes. That seems to work quite well for me. And I had read of a really nice setup which allowed you to do the send audio out to your Skype listener as well as your radio listeners on a Google Doc, and I think it's by somebody called Sir Darkstar, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes. And I've been experimenting with that over the last 2 or 3 days obsessively. I've got thousands now of effect sets or demo files where I'm phoning up the Skype lady, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. The idea is that you have one sort of train of effects, which is bringing in your audio, voiceover, and sending that out to SoundFlare too, using the, I can't remember the name of it, hang on, click, using the auxiliary device output. And then in Skype, you set your input to SoundFlare 2. And this seems to work. The only trouble is when you start playing music and talking, sometimes the music's dropping out, sometimes the audio is getting a bit spotty. And I've been changing the gains and things. And what I suspect it is just not enough CPU, that things are not getting passed on. So I don't know whether Alan's method of bringing RadioCast into the mix as well would help. I might go and try that. I'd really like to get the Nicecast only one working. And I'm going to be keeping on trying with that. Anyway, it's near the 10-minute mark now, so I'm going to pass you back to Mel Blanc and some chicken sound effects for a wee while. Having trouble getting decent chicken music that's copyright free. I picked this one up on the Internet Archive. So here we go.